What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with Alex Harrington and my co-host Corey Oskowitz.
What's going on? We're finally starting after a nice little 20-minute break, I
guess. We had a bit of a delay. Well, we have a guest here with us, Mr. Christopher Barnes.
Thanks, guys.
Comedian and content creator. Is that on your LinkedIn profile now?
Yeah, it actually is.
it should be. That's what you're doing.
It's very embarrassing.
First repeat guest.
Congratulations. Yeah. Oh, is he? Yeah, actually.
The first
repeat. Let's go, Chris. Yeah.
I'm fucking back.
Congratulations.
Friend of the pod.
Thanks.
Huge guys. Friend of the pod.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a delay. I don't know. I'm sure everybody listening knows. It's October 1st. It's Nigerian Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just ignorance on our part to think that today would be a good day to record a podcast.
Well, you know, I knew. If you didn't know that it was Nigerian Independence Day, you got to tighten it the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. A heads up would have been nice then.
Yeah.
Wait, so you live like right next door to the Nigerian consulate or something?
Yeah, right next door. You know, I'm an ally.
That's why you moved here?
Yeah, no, I had, you know, three apartments that we were looking at, and I was just like, well, you know, this one's next to the German consulate. So let's do the Nigerian consulate. But I thought, you know, we'd use that as a nice little pregame.
It honestly got me a little hyped.
Yeah, it also was probably the slowest moving parade I've ever seen in my life.
They were crawling along.
It was half steps. Yeah, everyone. And then they caught a light, and then they had to do a drum solo for about 25 minutes.
It was looking a little iffy whether or not this podcast
was it really was.
Today.
Yeah.
And that would have been hilarious. Canceled due to a parade.
And then we thought there was going to be a counter pro or like a counter parade.
That
happening.
Was upsetting.
Yeah,
we all of us thought that, you know, they'd just be fighting against each other, but they were on the same team, and we were like, oh, that's boring.
Yeah, we thought some stuff was about to go down.
Yeah,
yeah. I was just watching Gangs in New York the other day. I was like, let's see some fucking dead rabbits versus the natives going on here. Let's get the shanks out. If they're gonna delay All Days Off, I want to see some violence.
Yeah,
but it was a peaceful parade. It was very peaceful.
Yeah, peaceful. They had like three DJs, like five different floats that, you know, kept going around.
My favorite float was Nurses of Nigeria, who wrote their own song for it.
You want to share it?
It was
with us?
Like, Nurses of Nigeria, Nurses of Nigeria.
They need a ghostwriter, I think, for their next parade.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about the doctors of Nigeria.
No,
either,
they do not.
Seems like, no.
We don't give a shit about doctors here on this podcast. Mm-hmm. We think doctors are overrated.
Yeah. We've given them enough shine.
Is that a theme of this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the We Hate Doctors and Science podcast.
We're like, we take days off and we don't even go to the doctor.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some health issues and they never have good solutions for me.
No, they don't.
So I'm tired of doctors.
So what do you guys do instead of doctors? Just Wikipedia?
No, we still go to them, but we're like, ugh.
You're like, pfft.
You know what it is? As Jews, everyone just like, as Jews, you know, your whole life, you know, your parents want you to be a doctor, and it was like, they're not that great. They didn't solve my asthma.
That's true.
Doctor was actually never a pressure of mine. My mom's a nurse. I'm freaked out by blood. So that's just like, that's one thing that you have to be able to overcome if you're going to be a doctor. And that was just never an option for me.
I thought that I was fine with blood until on Christmas one morning, my brother cut his thumb. And then I fainted and then fell onto the coffee table.
Oh, shit.
And then, so my brother, he cut his thumb pretty badly, right? Enough for me to be like, ooh.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty soft of you to faint and just,
you know?
It's a lot of blood.
So then I fainted, hit my head on a coffee table. Then I needed to go to the hospital to get stitches. My brother, who we thought needed to get stitches, did not need to go. I then had to go to the hospital on Christmas to get my face sewn up. So
I'm a huge... I'm so weak. I don't know if you're watching the new Game of Thrones, but there's a C-section scene in the first one. They just show a medieval C-section and like too much blood. I almost puked like during a TV show.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like with all your health problems, your parents are like, yeah, probably not doctor for him.
Yeah, I would just...
you would have, you know, like, start snoring during surgery.
Like my sleep apnea, like, yeah, we don't really have any good solution, just a mask.
Dude, the sleep apnea. I was in CVS the other day, and I saw the display. They had, like, eight different... It was, like, three different Bane masks. Yeah.
None of them good.
No?
None of them good. I started off with the one that just went in your nose, which was nice.
Yeah, I saw that one.
But then at some point in my life, I just started sleeping with my mouth open.
I think you need to get the one that like pilots put on when their plane is nosediving into the ocean.
That's what
you know
I
what
have
I'm talking
now.
About?
That's what I have now. I have it covers my mouth and my nose.
Yes.
Now.
That one, man, I think about that a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have sleep apnea?
No, I don't, but I think about his condition.
I think about it a lot,
too. He does a stand-up joke about it, and I think a lot about how, like, you have to find either a woman that's okay with that,
yeah, yep,
or someone else who has sleep apnea.
Yeah.
My dad is a terrible snorer. He just got the Inspire surgery where, like, they put something in you to, like, loosen your kind of tongue muscles or whatever. It's, like, this kind of – it's not that big of a deal surgery, but kind of is at the same time. But, you know, he was just an insane snorer, like, literally shake the ground. My little brother now is starting to snore, which is, like, super annoying. I have all these family weddings.
It's familial.
I have all these family weddings, and I end up, you know, having to share a room with my little brother, and, like, I'm like, oh, that's chill, and then he falls asleep.
And
I'm
like, you're like,
I'm like, people who snore don't deserve love.
No, they don't.
Sorry.
How can you actually stay asleep?
I don't get how can you fall in love with somebody who just, like, it drives me insane.
Sorry. I can't stand snoring, so, like, I totally get it. Like, I remember in college, like, when you're trying to find roommates, yeah, people were all filling out. This was, like, pre-Instagram. Everything was on Facebook, and there were, like, roommate questionnaires for people trying to find roommates. And one of the questions was, like, do you snore? Like, who the fuck is going to check yes on that?
Yeah. I guess they want to put them all together.
Maybe like a unit. You should make it sign at the end.
And just that building just vibrates at night.
I mean, I had a freshman year roommate. We probably had about this much space between our beds, and I was snoring my head off. I don't know how my roommate stuck it
also,
out with
me. If you... Okay, the only way that you know that you snore is if people report to you how annoying you are.
Yeah,
you don't.
It's always like, you ruined my night. And you're like, what? I had a great night's sleep. So
the thing was, I wasn't because I was choking on my own air.
That's true.
And waking up 30 times an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
What time does Nico fall asleep?
So, I mean, she doesn't mind snoring, luckily.
Really? I mean, that's a red flag on her end.
And she also thinks that the machine is adorable.
Aw. Yeah. Wait, so let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend at her place? How much time did she spend at your... vice versa.
Right now, I'm
pretty, it's pretty one-sided.
I'm, like, exclusively at her place.
Okay,
right now.
So the mask... Stays. Is there.
Stays.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that too.
That was a big step in our relationship. She's like, can you bring the machine over? Like,
I just picture you.
I want to see it.
Is it on wheels? It. How big is it?
No, it looks like a camera bag.
Oh, okay. I was actually
walking down the street the other day with it, and some guy was like, yo, dude, I'm trying to get into photography. I'm like, oh, yes. Any tips? I'm like, just get a good night's sleep, man. That's all I can tell you. Get a good night's sleep. It's really key to being a good photographer.
Rule of thirds.
They should be like, you know, I feel like everyone's getting sleep apnea nowadays. They should be more updated. Like, it should have an app store by now, your sleep apnea machine.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's funny. It comes with an app, and you can track how many times you wake up with the app.
Now, with the mask, does the mask stop you from waking up?
What do you mean?
Like, you said you used to wake up in the middle of the night because you were choking on your own.
Unconsciously, you're waking up.
Yeah, but, like, does that prevent that from happening entirely?
It doesn't help stop it entirely, but it brings it to, like, an acceptable level.
Okay.
Like, I had severe sleep apnea. I was waking up, like, 30 times an hour. With the mask, I'm waking up, like...
like that.
That's so many times.
I mean, you just stop breathing.
Oh, my God.
And then now with the mask, it's more like between 3 on a good night and like 9 on a not so good night.
Do you think that in like olden times before we knew about things like peanut allergies and all these things that people would just die of sleep apnea?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it kills you in your sleep, but over time it's really bad for your heart.
You just like just slowly or you just die. At
you
like
probably
22.
Like had a heart attack at like 40 if you had undiagnosed sleep apnea.
I have a question. Did it get dramatically, you know, better once you lost weight?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, yeah.
That was
one of your bets.
I always hear this from my mom. It's like my mom's just like, you know, telling my dad. It's like, oh, all the snoring is because you're getting so fat. It's just like,
there seems to be a pretty good correlation between larger individuals and how much they snore.
I mean, I used to watch My 600-Pound Life before, like a lot.
Well,
and they always not only just had sleep apnea, but used the same exact mask that I did, which is alarming.
That's product placement.
I think the correlation is there, but I think it's the reverse way of thinking it. Like, because you're breathing like that during your sleep, it probably like aids in getting you fatter.
Yeah.
Like
it's screwing
the
up your sleep, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bad sleep is bad for everything.
No, because like my dad, well, my dad's lost a lot of weight recently, but when my dad was larger, he snored a lot.
You said that as if like that's the appropriate term.
I don't want to offend him.
My dad was fucking obese.
No, it's so crazy. My dad used to run New York City marathons and like be a skinny, fit guy. And then I guess I was born, and then he was like, I love Cheetos, you know? And so he got a little bit bigger, but also he's a lawyer and he's, you know, working, whatever. But he snores so loud, and he had a good night's sleep. Like, he would snore and wake up everyone else, but he would be like, ah, good night's sleep. Like, so I don't know how much, like, I mean, sleep apnea ruins your sleep, but right. just snoring ruins
I think
your sleep.
If you're just snoring and you're not, like, mm-hmm. waking up from it, then you're fine.
Yeah, you just ruin everyone else's night.
Yeah.
Now, is sleep apnea loud?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're really ruining everyone else's night and your own
and
night.
And my own night, yeah. No one's Jeez. Having a good
no
time.
No one's having a good night's
no
sleep.
No one's having a good time.
Damn it.
That the worst sucks. Part was my dad snores his ass off, and he got tested from sleep apnea. And I was like, you better fucking have it. He's Wait, like, nope, don't have it.
You have to get
it.
Tested?
Yeah, you have to get tested.
With, like, your blood?
No, you have to, like, do a sleep study, like, overnight in, like, an NYU Langone, like, bed. The toughest part about it was, like, okay, the lab, like, we start at 8, so you got to be asleep by 9. I was like, I go to sleep at 1 a.m.
Dude, I just remember that one of my very close friends has night terrors.
That sounds way
That's
worse.
Crazy.
It's really bad.
Did, was he like, is he a veteran or?
No,
just...
he's not a veteran. He's not. He's just he's a regular guy. And he was I didn't really know the extent of his night terrors until this summer when he told me about it. A lot of people like outgrow them. You'll have them as like a child or like in your teenage years. He still gets them. And he's like, just vivid sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking?
Like, yeah, he'll walk up and like crazy. Do stuff and like. It's and that's scary. He's also a, kind of a taller, big guy. So I remember I stayed over his house in the summer, and I was kind of afraid he was just going to come into my room.
You know, sleepwalking is crazy.
He just, but he apparently just walks into rooms and he'll just like stand in the doorway, which is so scary.
That is terrifying. There's a documentary out about a guy who like slept with sleepwalking and killed his girlfriend.
How did he kill her?
I think he just like stabbed her.
Oh my
like, multiple
God.
Times. Yeah. And his defense was I was sleepwalking.
Hey.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the charge there?
You need a better night's sleep,
I think
my
it's,
friend.
Yeah.
You get charged with a $500 gift card to Sleepy's.
Yeah, what if it was...
you get a new mattress.
What if Tempur-Pedic tried to spin that into an ad?
It's your boyfriend killing you while you're sleepwalking.
You know they had the glass of wine on the end of the bed? Yeah. They're like, look, you can stab it all night long.
Nothing happens.
Sleepwalking is scary. I've never done that before.
Do you guys still get nightmares?
Yes, all the time. I've been having them all week.
I wouldn't necessarily call them nightmares because like when I think back, I'm like, they're not scary, but I'm like, I feel like they're just like it's a dream that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, this fucking sucks, dude.
That's the same way so I feel about them.
I don't know. I don't get
scared.
I've
been having I stopped smoking pot. And when you smoke pot, you don't have dreams.
That's what happened.
And when
to
you
me.
Stop smoking pot, you they have super vivid dreams.
Yeah.
The first few nights, in one night, I had 9/11 happen.
Nice.
And a group of girls got hit by a subway.
Oh, my God.
All in one night.
And he said their girls were ugly that got hit by a subway.
Yeah, so that was like, actually the good part of the dream. So you're like,
I was like, were the girls hot? And he was like, no. I was like, well, says a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me subconsciously about what I think about females.
Damn. Yeah, I have pretty bad dreams too. Like, I know why, though, because apparently if you eat sugar late at night, which I love to do,
you
get nightmares. So
is that really?
That's really what happens. Yeah.
What kind of nightmares are you having?
Let's see. The other night I had one where like I was back in my hometown, Long Island, and asteroids were falling from the sky, destroying every house individually. And I was just like, oh, man, mine's going to be destroyed pretty soon.
And then you
this
went
sucks. And then
you
just
you were scared.
You didn't
you're
do
like,
it. You were just like,
this sucks.
Oh, fucking this sucks, man. And then you're just like, whatever. You know,
It's not like when you were a kid and you have a nightmare. You're like,
it's very active. Yeah, it's like something's chasing like, you.
Yeah.
Mine are more like just. Like they're more reality based.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's happening. Ah, fuck. Like that's it. Like I'm just,
dude. But one of my like weird dreams, like when I stopped smoking too. I had like three before, but I kind of forgot with them. But one of them was like I get home in my house, and there's just a bunch of people in my basement, and they're just like kind of throwing down, just like having a party.
and
I walk in. I was like, who the fuck are you guys, and why are you guys here? And then they all just leave, and then like everyone's like in my. This is like. My childhood house, and everyone's just like hanging out in the cul-de-sac, and I just saw some dude who stole my jacket, so I fought him.
Damn, this seems more like it's a weird. Socially kind of nightmare. You
know,
like,
I don't know what that is.
Like,
I don't know what that means for me.
Well, it just like my nightmares are all about like death is coming and I'm okay with it. You
know? Yeah.
Yours are more like I didn't get invited to the party and then they just walk all over me.
I was sick. All my friends are making out with chicks.
No, it wasn't any of my. There was one comic that I don't want to say the name was, but for some reason he was like the guy in between who happened to just know where I live.
It was
and
definitely
invited,
a comic who advanced in the festival that you didn't advance.
Invited the people over. I was just like, how the fuck did this happen?
Don't you like it when random people make cameos in your dreams?
So
you,
it's the weirdest.
And then you like think differently about them, even though it's not based in reality.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Well, then you like interact with them again. And part of you wants to be
yeah,
like, you were
like,
in my dream. But
you
that's
stole my fucking
creepy.
Jacket, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I have a question, you know, because I can't relate to this. But do your girlfriends like have dreams of you guys like cheating on them and stuff like that? And they're like, what the fuck? Why'd you do that?
I think, well, first of all, my girlfriend does not remember hers. I've been trying to get her to remember them. She just wakes up like, nothing. I'm like, there's no way. You have to dream. And she doesn't, like, smoke weed or anything, so there's no reason she wouldn't. And I've been getting her to remember them. And I think there was one where I was mean to her, and she got kind of upset with me. But that is a thing.
What did you do?
I don't remember if I did anything. Well, I don't know. I think it was just being mean to her.
Like, didn't answer a text.
Yeah.
Like, Chris, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, she gets mad at me about that anyway, so
I get that too.
But I want to. I didn't have anything funny to say. You know,
texting is so much pressure to like in the moment think of something. And I feel like as comedians, we always feel like everything we say has to be funny.
We need to kill.
Yeah,
you know, we need the haha react.
Yeah.
If I don't get the haha react, I'm bombing in this text combo.
I don't think she's ever had a dream about me cheating, but I'm pretty sure I had one that were like, I was like, yeah, it was a good one. Because sometimes what's worse than a nightmare is a really good dream.
Yeah, and then you wake up and you're like, that's not happening?
Yeah. I remember like I was in like elementary school and I had a dream that I like my crush liked me and I got a dog.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best fucking thing that's ever happened. And
that's
I wake up, none of this is true.
That's dogless and girlless.
Dogless and girlless. But I think I had a dream that was good. I was like, yeah, all my friends and family were there. And it was like, and she's like, was I there? I was like, no, you weren't there. And she wasn't happy
about
that.
Yeah, she was
pissed. Yeah.
It was the best dream ever. Like, all my closest people were here. Was I there? No.
Yeah.
Was I? I don't know.
I also, she has not been in a lot of dreams. Like, she's slowly making her way in. I think your dreams are a few years behind where you are now.
Yeah, no, I've been.
Like, you don't really, I feel like you don't have dreams about people you just meet. Usually it's like random people from your past will sneak in there.
Dude,
you know?
I had a dream. One of the weird dreams I had, just like a weird, it wasn't like a nightmare, but it was just like a weird dream where a girl I used to get with, like for some reason, like we were just like staying at the same place. And, you know, she was just with her now engaged guy. And just like, oh, yeah, don't mind me. I'm just going to be here. Like nothing's going on. And like,
are they engaged in real life or are they engaged?
No,
in
real life.
Dude, I don't know if you guys have been on the gram, but there's just been a lot of people from our past getting engaged.
They're making it happen.
Like, do you have that same thing in your feet or not?
I mean, I'm already like deep into wedding mode. Like, everyone's already
married. Yeah, but like,
he's a couple years older than us.
Yeah. Well, then you're really into it. But I'm getting the first wave of it, and it's just funny to think. Like, sometimes I look at people, I'm like, oh, okay, all right. That one
makes sense.
That's the one you landed on. All right, cool. All right, good luck.
I've seen a couple of like people who weren't, that I wasn't close with in high school, getting married because the female got knocked up.
Ah.
It's like, ah.
That makes sense.
There's a lot of settling going on, I feel like.
A lot of settling.
But then you look at the other person, then you're just like, all right, maybe it's not.
I like to look and go, who's winning in this?
Yeah.
It's always the guy.
Yeah.
Guys are getting away with murder.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I feel like
I've seen some, like, you know, no homo, beat looking dudes.
Yeah, really. I call them decommissioned frat guys.
Yeah. Decommissioned.
Yeah, they like their better years are behind them.
Yep.
You know.
I don't know what it is that dudes can punch up, but it seems like chicks can't.
It's because girls want. It's the clock. It's the biological clock.
That's true.
Their moms are like, you have to get married and have kids right now.
But they can
like,
do better. They can. Like they just. I mean, it's a lot of work, but you know. Actually, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on it. A nice guy's a nice guy. Honestly,
yeah,
he's probably comfy and cozy, and he's probably good at cuddling, you know?
I feel like if you're a nice guy, it's good that the bar for men is so low.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my girlfriend, like, hates super attractive dudes because she doesn't like ultra-confident dudes. I'm like, oh, that makes me feel good.
She said this to you?
Yeah.
My girlfriend loves
like, no,
ugly-ass
no, no, no.
dudes.
I don't like men that I find attractive. Just let you know.
Well, I'm always like, you're like way more attractive than me. This is like something I talk about in comedy and I talk to her about. And she's like, yeah, but we look great together.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's because everyone's looking at you.
Yeah. With you. No, I think that's
like, yeah,
the
I just
thing.
Like love butt ugly ass people.
No, I you just reminded me. I think that's I think that a lot of women want to be the hotter one.
Yeah.
In the relationship.
Yeah.
It's almost like a silent competition, right? Hey,
that's fine with me.
Yeah, we don't
I
care.
Got no problem.
Like, sure. All right, yeah.
As long as you only have sex with me, I don't
yeah,
really
that's
care.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a good deal, you know? I'll be the ugly one and you'll be the hot one, whatever.
Deal. Let's shake on it.
Yeah.
Deal?
Deal.
Yeah.
How long's it been?
We started officially dating in May, but I get the whole year we've really been together.
I love how it's like an official thing, like a contract to sign.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I just didn't, I like dragged my feet a bit because I was going through like, I was doing that stupid thing where like, do I want a girlfriend? But it's like, wait, I've only been hanging out with this one individual for 4 months.
Yeah. She's already my girlfriend.
She's like living in my apartment. I'm like, she's already my girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's cool for you because like she also understands the comedy
yes,
scene.
Yes, that's very important. Honestly, I also came to the realization that if I am going to be with somebody, they have to understand what I'm doing, because I found that most girls that I would like see wouldn't fundamentally understand me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They don't understand. Like, when I'm like, I have to go and make a TikTok, they'd be like, why? And I'd be like, because I'm trying to be a comedian. They're like, why? I'm like, because it's my dream? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like, oh, like I have to go out tonight. I'm doing a spot. It's like, oh, are you getting paid for it? It's, no, I'm actually like working like an hour and a half before it for free.
I may get up. I may not.
Yeah. Are they paying you? No. Why would they pay me?
Are you crazy?
I wouldn't. Why would I make money doing this?
I'm not in it for the money. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so in it for the art.
So that was a big issue. And then I was like, oh, this is so easy. Because also like she's a comedian and then we could just make stuff together. And also we just riff with each other.
Yeah.
Like we'll just. It's really fun. We just like make jokes with each other. And I'm like, this is great. This is like this is like a great hang.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, my girlfriend's not a comedian, but she is a creative. Like she's a writer.
It's very
important, so she like she gets
the
like
struggle.
What it takes to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Which is good. Cause yeah, I mean, you see comics trying to and every female comic who's like gotten to know my girlfriend, like fortunately they like her. She's like, she's the only one that I even like take the effort to get to know because they never stick around, but I really like her. All right, well, that makes me feel good. <I guess. laughs>
Never stick around. I mean, like, yeah, it's like, it's a tough sell.
It's not easy.
Is does your girlfriend get you into thrifting at all?
She bought me a very nice shirt. You were texting me about that sick Honda shirt you got. So we were at a block party in Bed-Stuy, and which is like where you just buy like vintage clothes.
Yeah.
It just seems very natural. And there was this really sick Islander shirt. I was like, shit, I want this shirt. $150, not a chance. Mm-hmm. I turned around and she just bought it for me.
Ugh.
I was like, are you like, seriously? Like, you just did this for me? Like, that's incredible.
Are you serious?
I mean,
you
like,
have
I
to do that.
That's so nice.
I like, I'm not comfortable all the time with like extreme acts of just like kindness like that. Like, me? You did this for me?
I kind of imagine how.
Your art, right?
Yeah. I feel like it kind of went down like this. You're like, $150? I can't do this.
No, I really wasn't trying to goad her into buy it or anything like that. I was just like, wow, it's a really sick shirt. It's very me. It's awesome, but like I can't do it. Then I started wearing it. And I didn't realize this, but one of my friends was like, you know there's like a puck flying into the Twin Towers.
in the shirt. You didn't see that?
I didn't see that before I bought it.
That's great.
It really looks like a slap shot brought down the Twin Towers.
Sir, a second puck has hit the South Tower.
It looks like just one puck was able to bring them both down.
Oh, my God.
You got to expect that from an Islander shirt.
Yeah.
Well, then, it's kind of weird that the Twin Towers were in the Islander
you
shirt.
You showed me it, and then we were texting about like, really badly made pre-9/11 graphics.
Yeah.
So there was the Dave Matthews shirt, the 9/11 Dave Matthews shirt. And then we found some like post 9/11 shirts.
Well, we started talking about this. I started Googling 9/11 merch. We just like went down a rabbit hole of
9/11 merch. We're on Etsy shops. Yeah.
I don't know what the occasion is that you wear 9/11 merch.
I mean, okay. My favorite one that we found was the Hooters Never Forgets.
really?
It was so great, dude. It was a legit shirt.
Is it like where the tits are?
No, man, they should have though.
That's what I'm
saying. It was just like, an orange 9 and then like two blue 11s and then like at the bottom it had the Hooters logo and it was like Hooters Never Forgets. And it's a real shirt. But yeah, I got into thrifting a little bit because my girlfriend is very, she hates fast fashion. Mm-hmm. You guys familiar with the problems? Like
I mean, elaborate, please.
So basically, if you shop at places like H&M or Zara, I don't know if you guys use these places.
I'm wearing an H&M shirt underneath.
Okay.
Is Zara like that also? I know H&M is.
They just make so much clothing, and it's all very cheap. It's made overseas. They just, so much inventory. Whatever they don't use, they like send to like Indonesia to burn in a pile. Giant pile, and it just poisons like the environment there, and the people are breathing in t-shirt, you know, all the time. But also, it's just really not good for the environment. It's all wasteful. They don't recycle anything. Also, like H&M stuff. No offense to you, but doesn't it like disintegrate?
No, I hate H&M. I never like my friends always like used to get it in college. I'm like, this shit, like, you throw it in the wash once and it's gone.
You got two cycles. You get two washes.
Zara is like a bit nicer.
It is a bit nicer.
So like, you know, you could actually like get a bang for your buck when you get that stuff. But like, it looks like it's higher end fashion, but mm-hmm. like H&M, like you wear it once and it's fucking shot.
Yeah, you only can wear it. Like if you're going to a party, go to H&M, maybe get something.
That's what make it like look so much douchier.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But she hates that. That's her cause. So she's very much into thrifting. Like, she's very much a Depop terrorist. Like, she hates fast fashion. She might fly a plane into the H&M building in Midtown. I don't know, but...
She could just shoot a hockey puck in New
Yeah, shoot a hockey puck through it. But, so she's got me thrifting. I got the sick Wimbledon 1990, or maybe, I don't know what year it is, but it's a pretty sick 90. Shirt.
90. What's the deal with the strawberry?
I don't know. I think there's like, wouldn't it be sick if there's a strawberry on this thing?
Let's dot the I with the strawberry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sick strawberry, right?
And it is cool.
Yellow. It's just a good color.
Well, I know the U.S. Open has their specialty drink or whatever.
It's like a lemon? Or
like, no. My brother had it actually at his wedding. That was just came up, and it was like during the U.S. Open. It's like, you know, they had like melons that were like looked like tennis balls, and you like put it through it, and it was like this.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But
I like wearing things that I have no idea what they are about. Yeah. You know, I want to just wear band T-shirts. I never listen to it.
Yeah,
great.
I want to get more like vintage stuff too. But, like, the vintage stuff, like, I'm, like, a big rap fan, but, like, I'm not going to get, like, a DMX shirt. Like, I feel like it would look weird if I just, like, rock a vintage, like, you know, DMX or, like, 50 Cent shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you can if you
could,
want.
Though. Yeah. I mean, my thing was, like, I always just wore, we were talking about fast fashion, like, Uniqlo is another place that I go to a lot. It's a little step up from H&M.
I
don't know if it's fast
fashion,
but that place creeps me out.
Why?
Because it's, like,
it's kind of like a Lego store.
It's, like, yeah, it is it's the Lego store for, like, hoodies and t-shirts. Yeah. It's everything... Just in a slightly different solid color. There's nothing it's just very, I don't know.
That's kind of what I like. It's like the decision fatigue.
But some of the clothing comes in like Ziploc bags, which creeps me out too.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, a lot of their fashion is like, you can put it in your pocket. You can fit this t-shirt in your pocket.
This jean jacket will go in your pocket.
Wouldn't you want to wear it and not put it in your pocket?
Yeah.
I'm a big pocket guy, but...
Or it, like, folds into a Frisbee, you know? Like,
but I was very much like a guy who would just wear, like, black jeans and a gray t-shirt and not wear anything with any logos on it. I think because I grew up on Long Island, too, maybe in more of, like, a douchier
part of it.
Gold chain, but I certainly wore, like, a Grail shirt or an Ed Hardy shirt before.
Really?
Yeah. Like, True Religion jeans.
I mean, I guess you're a little bit farther.
What'd you say? Gold coat? Oh, I thought you were
gold
saying...
Gold chain or gold coat?
Gold chain. Gold chain.
Yeah. Oh, gold chain. Oh, I thought you were saying gold coat.
I wore a Jewish, like, high for a little bit. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, every Jew in their bar mitzvah era gets, like, some sort of David Yurman...
Like, jewelry.
Yeah, like, necklace.
Never wore the...
Did you wear the white G-Shock? I feel like that was popular, too.
I had a black G-Shock.
And then
got stolen.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. And then white Air Force Ones. Right.
It was all. I was a Dunks guy. It was all about the Dunks.
Yeah. I was never a big shoe guy. I wish I was, but I never. I don't know. I don't know anything about shoes.
I'm starting to learn. I'm getting into it.
I want to get some swag. I need some drip.
I liked it a lot in high school. You know, you could do the Nike ID thing where you can design like your own pair of shoes.
Yeah, I would do it all the time.
So I designed my own pair of Air Max 95s.
Never buy them.
Wore them into school. Wore them into school. All the black people were making fun of me.
Oh, you actually you went through with it? Yeah, well, that's what you get for going through with it. Yeah. Those things are not meant to be bought.
Yeah.
They're just to have fun.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like,
And then when you're 12, you like design the ugliest fucking sneakers. Yeah. I would do it. It was always like my favorite combination was like green and blue because mm-hmm. like I always thought they looked cool together. But like if you actually like went out through it, it just looks like
just too bright. Yeah. Sometimes. And I do like a lot of color. I like color. I like to pop. Yeah. But like there's some... some shoes are like, I really can't wear these out, man. People are just going to rip on me. These are not practical.
Yeah, I ultimately got a pair of like Air Max 95s that had like, they were like green and they were almost like snake skin typey.
I've seen those.
They were pretty sick, but like I didn't have the confidence to pull those off in high school.
I would spray them with the waterproof spray. Probably
she was expensive. It was like $150 pair of
shoes.
Giving
me cancer breathing that stuff in.
Yeah, 100%.
It's good. It's a good
But your shoes are protected.
Yeah. It actually it wears off so quickly. Like
I think it
wears.
Is a thing that girlfriends just start to influence your fashion. It's just
they
natural.
Do.
This is her sweatshirt.
That's crazy. No, because I
really
okay. Yeah. Wait, the Pearl Jam sweatshirt?
Yeah, like I love Pearl Jam. I went to the concert. She went to the concert.
How the fuck does that fit you?
How does that fit you?
I feel like my girlfriend just likes to like buy large things. Be like, I'm not big.
Yeah.
You know, but it's fun to throw on an XL every now and then.
I have a theory you won't like.
Let's hear it.
It's, you know, she got that sweatshirt from someone else.
No, she just got it from a concert that she went to.
Okay, never mind.
Cool theory.
Also, I think there's something about you're just like trying to find infidelity in his relationship. Yeah. the oversized.
Was it you? Was it fucking you, bro?
I used to have that same shirt.
That'd be so awkward if that's how you found out while running a podcast together. Like, well, this is our last episode.
On Nigerian Independence Day, you tell me.
Out of all days.
Of all days.
Out of all days.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know, like, a lot of comics, they want to go plain. Like, I feel better. Like, I know, like, you know, because they're just like, people are like, you don't want them to look at your shirt. They want them to listen to your jokes. But I'm like, I don't listen to your jokes anyway. They're not going to look at your shirt for set, like, 10 minutes straight. Like, whoa.
Yeah. No, I, when I first started doing comedy, I remember I did the class at Governor's. Which you guys are from Long Island, right?
So yeah.
You know, Governors, they had a class I did. I think I was like 17. And one of the things the guy told us was like, don't wear anything distracting up there. And like, I would be like, oh yeah, you're right, because they might get distracted. But then like, I just started realizing like, no one really, like, they'll read it, they'll get over it very quickly.
They'll see you walk on the stage and be like, oh, that guy's cool. And then they'll listen,
like,
and then they'll listen to your joke.
Yeah. Unless you're wearing a Where's Waldo shirt. They're not gonna like spend the whole time. Like, they'll see it, they'll absorb it, and then they'll listen to you.
But I don't want to sound sexist, but I feel like that advice is more for female comics than for male comics.
No, but they'll say the same thing like about male comics too. Like, I don't know, like, oh, wear like a plain black shirt. I get the black part because if you wear white on stage, like the lights, like, you'll look pale and chubby and whatever.
Yeah. Definitely like, chubby, yeah.
Yeah, no, it adds a few, trust me. But, you know, I just, like, feel so much better when I'm tripped out, you know?
Yeah, I get when I'm on stage, I get a lot of shine. I just, like, look like an apparition, you know, like a ghost telling jokes about Hinge, you know? So, it's not, I need to figure that out. I think you're right, though. You should be wearing dark stuff on stage. I don't know, whatever. Do whatever you want. Remember, we're in an era where, like, every comedy show has a photographer. Yeah. So you need the sick photos.
Yeah, you gotta get it fucking lit.
Seems like everything matters except for the jokes now.
Yeah,
everything matters except for the content
cool.
of what you're saying.
So I've been telling you.
You guys been on TikTok? Half the people suck on there, including myself. So you don't need to be funny. You just need to be there. Really.
I like. He's been trying to get me more onto TikTok, but my problem is like I don't invest any time in it, so my algorithm is just serving me the weirdest shit.
Well, when you first get TikTok, they're like, all right. Boobies. Yeah. You like that? We know you like that.
Let's rope them in with the boobies.
Yeah, so they throw boobies at you, and then they slow. The more you're on there, they really learn you. They learn you better than you know yourself. Like, they didn't know, and I didn't know, that I love shipwrecks. So now I'm getting a lot of shipwreck content with boobies, but it's mixed in well.
Yeah,
no, you know, I'm learning about like the SS whatever that sunk off the coast of Delaware. You
Fortunately,
know?
There was a huge pair of boobies that acted as a flotation device.
The Hooters float sunk off, you know, in the Potomac River. Yeah. But so they learn you, and I get that type of content, which is nice. But you got to be careful what you like, though, because, like, you like one video about Broadway, and then they're, like, throwing Broadway content at you. I'm like, no. Yeah, that relax. Was what I, that one thing got me, but this other stuff, no thank you.
I keep getting served content with, like, disabled people.
What about them?
Just like, here's a hot girl with boobies, but also only has one arm.
Now, okay, let me ask you something. Do you look at the comments?
No.
You need to look at the comments. The
comment section is a whole different form of that social media.
It should be its own app. It's so amazing.
It's incredible.
If you were to look at the comments, what you would find is about 18 dudes commenting, still would though. Still would though. And, I mean, it's awful, but also at the same time, like, well, you know.
I still
good for
would.
Her.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her, you know?
I'm just curious. One thing that I'm getting served a lot on Instagram now is, like, these videos, they're, like, different, the gravity levels on different planets. Like, here's what a car crash would look like on Earth, and here's what it looks like on the sun. Those are pretty sick.
I don't get those. Just titties.
Just titties.
Yeah. You gotta
here's what titties would look like on Mars.
Yeah. They said. Nice crossover content there.
Dude, there's so, like, it just like everyone spends so much time on TikTok, like you get this like kind of trend. I don't know if you've seen this. Like this is just what I've been getting. There's been this one sound where it's just like and I know when I hear that sound it's gonna be a crazy video. It used to be like cooking videos, and then during the cooking video, it should be like gay dude just making out, and then about to cooking, everyone get pissed. But now all the videos are just like now it's just like the gay dude's making out, and then they'll throw in a cooking like slide.
I think I've seen those too. Yeah, too. Dude,
it's all over there.
I love that though.
It's so funny. And then, like, I'll see videos of just cooking, and then, like, someone would duet it, and they'll be like, where the fuck
are the dudes making out? Come on.
It's so fucking funny.
You got to get on this app, man.
Dude, they really know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a bod.
Is that how you imagine that's how you find out you're gay? You're
like, yeah.
I thought I was into cooking. It turns out.
just love cock.
I just love seeing men aggressively grow up.
You know what it is, too? It was like animals making each other too. It's very weird. It's very fucking
weird. Okay, I was with you for a little bit. I think I've seen one or two of those videos, but now I'm like, I haven't gotten into the animal section of it.
I think I might have started off with that. I don't think it was actually them making out. It was like, no, you know what? It was one guy, and it was the same person, but like he was like eating like a fruit, but it was. How like edited it to like have him eating the fruit on both ends, and it gets closer and closer.
Oh, so he's making out with himself.
And it cuts back to making the burger.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm not on that TikTok.
You will be.
So we were. I don't know if this is pot related, but I've had this weird thing going on. I've done a lot of research on it. It's called earworms. This happens to everybody. Everybody gets music stuck in their head at some point. But for me, for the last like 3 weeks, it's been nonstop every day. 24 hours, just a song, like 10 seconds of a song stuck in my head.
And it's a different song every day?
It's a different song every day.
Oh my God.
And it's been like, I can't focus on anything. I like sit down to write, and in my brain, I'm just like, hold on, wait a minute.
Willow.
Yeah. that's the song of the day.
When I was asking him about it, I was just like, you know, when you have a song stuck in your head, it's your voice when you're singing the song. You know what I mean? And he was like, no. I'm like, what do you mean no?
You actually hear the song.
I was like, so you hear like a radio playing in your head? And then
that's a good question. Is it like me singing it?
It's you singing it. I mean,
No,
you
I think
thinking
it's the actual recording of it. Like think of it right now. It sounds like
it's the actual. Yeah, it's like the actual song.
That's because like he's delusional. He thinks he's a good singer, and like you know. You think,
yeah, well, he has mental illness. Obviously,
I think this is a mental illness.
Like if you think of a song in your head right now, you would have to sing in your head. You wouldn't sing out loud, but you're singing Justin Timberlake.
Oh
like,
yeah,
in your head.
I guess you're right.
That's how you know. So
it's also not cool. Always lyrics though. Sometimes it's just like a beat,
like a riff, like a guitar riff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you get rid of it?
So I looked up articles. The first piece of advice is just chew some gum, which I'm like, great. Now I have a metronome in my head to keep the beat. Now I have a little drum set to go along with Willow's voice. So that doesn't help.
And then you check the website. It's orbit.com.
Exactly. Buy Orbit. Get the earworms out of your head.
So, and that's all because you stopped smoking weed?
I don't know. I don't know if this is like
a stress
reaction.
Have you tried smoking weed?
I wonder, this has happened to me before. I think it's just like an anxiety thing. Like, I remember I was taking the SATs, and it almost was like my mind was fucking with me to like get a song stuck in my head so that I couldn't focus on the problem that I was doing. I think it's an anxious reaction.
I don't know about you, but my SAT experience was just terrible because I was so scared and like anxious that
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I
here take this test that like determines
the
rest of
your
life.
Yeah. I both times I took it, I had bouts of diarrhea in the middle of it.
Oh, God.
And if, I don't know if you guys remember how you take the SAT, but, like, they give you bathroom breaks of, like, 10 minutes. Everyone goes. So you can't privately shit. So everyone who in the classroom with you was also, like, taking the piss they have to take. I can't, like, just unleash. So I had to do that.
I was that was not just the SATs, but any time I took a test in, like, middle school or high school, I would have to shit. So I preemptively would take Pepto-Bismol that morning, and it helped every single time. Wow. Every single time, it was not an issue anymore.
One time, well, the first time I took it, well, I'm severely lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And I had a milkshake the night before the SAT. I really set myself up for failure on this one.
That was some self-sabotage.
This explains why I went to SUNY Albany. So
SUNY.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Honestly, a good choice. But so your songworms, what are they called again?
Earworms. Stuck tune syndrome.
Is this a real thing or are you just making it a problem?
I thought it was just like, it's something that just like happens to everybody. But like, this
I think
is
it
weird.
Does.
Dude, like, this is weird for it to be all day, every day, intrusive.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. When he was explaining it to me, at first I was like, yeah, that's weird. And then he kept explaining, I'm like, dude, you have a song stuck in your head.
But it's every day.
Yeah, but it's every day, nonstop, from the moment I wake up. And
but
it's
I think
you just
got to
groove
is,
out.
Yeah, I think when you wake up, you get a song in your head, you start panicking because you think, oh, no, this is the song of the
day.
Here
we go again.
And then, and then you just, like, compound it, and then it just it's like self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know what it is? I think it is. I think it's, you know, he stopped an addiction and now
he needs to
get addicted to that one song. He like needs the hit of that one song.
You know, it's funny you say that because a lot of people that I know that have quit smoking something or whatever drug, they just find another addiction, which is supposed to be good for them, but is really bad for them.
Yeah.
Like I know somebody who quit doing drugs and now they run ultra marathons.
Yeah.
And they're literally every week, they're like, I broke both my knees, but I never felt better. They're like, maybe start smoking weed again, actually. Yeah.
That's a dope addiction.
I mean, at least you're doing something good for your body in theory.
But it's not, though. They're like climbing up half a mountain, like getting attacked by a mountain lion. Yeah. And then like, I made it 300 miles.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever just tried listening to that song?
I tried that, but then what would happen is like the next song would come on Spotify, and then that would be
the new one.
That's in my head. Yeah,
I think you should just stop listening to music altogether. I think that
I think maybe podcast is the answer because I'm not gonna get a podcast stuck in my head.
You're just gonna get like an NPR podcast stuck in your head. Some of them have intro beats. Though.
Yeah, that's true. I gotta do the 15 second skip so I don't hear the intro.
Does this podcast have a theme song?
Yeah,
kind of.
What is it?
My friend who produces music made a quick little beat.
Is it like, we're in the hat?
All days off.
No, so it's just like a stupid. It's not stupid.
You can use it.
It's not stupid. It's a pretty stupid fucking song.
It's just like he just made a beat and like we put it at the beginning. We used to put it at like as outros, but I feel like that ruined the video because like you know you don't want to put like another not clear. Let's see. This is the outro. Do I just have the 30-second? Get down.
Are there any lyrics?
Not really.
Get down.
Get up, mom.
Get up, mom.
Fortunately, that beat never got stuck in my head.
I love that video. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They were so good.
So funny. Now he raps. Where the hell is it? I just saw the outro.
There's one really funny one. It was like Thomas Jefferson in the future.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That was good.
The Spelling Bee one, obviously, is the one. Where the hell is it? I'll just play the outro I just saw.
He had some bit where he, in that thing where he's like, oh, that was before Super 9/11. There's a Super 9/11?
Or where he shits himself in class.
Oh, that's classic. I love skateboarding.
I love skateboarding. This is it. Can I do it while it's playing like this?
Or? Yeah, I think so. Pretty groovy.
This is some Kanye level stuff. You remember when Kanye released that song that had an amazing beat?
And then
he was
scoop.
Like, poopity scoop. Yeah. Scoopity loop.
You know what that is, right?
Poopity scoop.
He was Drake was supposed to get that, and he was like, you know what? Fuck you, Drake. And then he dropped the song. He's like, whoopity scoop.
Wow.
You didn't know
that? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I thought he literally just went insane.
No, it sounded like a sick beat.
It was an amazing beat.
You heard it, and you're like, holy shit, this is like... Thank God, Kanye's back. And then he was like, whoopity scoop. It's because it was supposed to be for wow. Drake, and then he, like, him and Drake had beef, so he's like, fuck you, Drake. And then he just, like,
that's so
he released
cool.
it like that. Yeah.
How's that determined who gets the beat? Is it just money?
Because no, if he uses it, then he's going to have to get licensing fees from Kanye. Because he, I don't know how it works. I'm just going to pretend like I do.
No, well, the thing is, like, you know, what happened was, is, like, Drake and Kanye were close in, like, the very beginning of Drake's career. I think Kanye produced Best I Ever Had, which is, like, one of his songs. And, you know, obviously everyone wants a Kanye beat, and you want to see Drake on a Kanye beat.
You know what song they did? I Better Find Your Lovin'.
Oh, they were together? Yeah.
No, Kanye wrote that song.
Oh, I found out. Yeah.
And then he gave it to Drake. So they're friends, and then they've had a falling out. Then they did a concert recently on top of a giant mound.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I remember that. Yep.
And
they both did?
They both did.
After they, like, you know, they
reconciled.
They kind of reconciled a little bit.
They squashed the beef.
He's going off now on Instagram right now. He has Kim Kardashian. Not Kim. He has Chris Jenner
as his he's so funny.
He is hilarious. I love
Sometimes
him.
Sometimes mental illness is hilarious.
yeah, like when you get earworms.
You got to let it ride out. A little.
I'm just your typical white guy who, like, loves Kanye.
Like all of us do.
Yeah.
Do you guys own Yeezys? I know you said you weren't into shoes, but.
I have a pair of Yeezys.
Yeah.
I
want a pair. Is it too late for me to get into that?
Nah, well, I don't think so.
I feel like
you should get the ones that look like Crocs.
He might have like broken his deal with Adidas.
Bionicle feet. That's what I meant to say. You know, bionicles?
Binoculars.
Binocular feet. But yeah, so earworms, songworms.
I don't know how to fix it. The worst part is like these articles will like list out, like, at least I don't have Friday stuck in my head, and then in my head I'm like, Friday.
Oh my God.
They actually just played that last night at Caroline's.
Really?
It was funny. It was Friday, so I guess, you know, made the play.
You know, I know there's like an arc right now, especially on TikTok, where there's like a redemption arc for her, but the song did suck.
Oh, it was
terrible. I think we were all forgetting that.
Yeah.
It was either mixed not right.
But it was never good.
It was like, it was the. It was the Friday.
You know,
that part
it was
of it.
Friday.
The Friday. Everything else is fine. I don't blame her. Maybe it was the mixing. Somebody set up the fail.
It's not her fault. It was like, you know, like she was in a position where like she was able to like get super hooked up by like
people
that's
what I'm wondering.
She just
hired
someone.
Is it nepotism? Like, where did she come from? Who asked her to do that?
She's just a rich girl who was like, I want to make a music video.
Yeah.
Hey. Screw her.
Yeah.
I don't.
She crushed it, though.
She deserved the bullying.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she was not like a talented singer. Or anything.
Yeah.
She was just like, I think this was like a sweet 16 gift. Her parents were like, oh, we're going to make you a music video.
You don't just get to be a star.
Guess what day it is? It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. There was someone else who did that. There's a lot of people, especially in LA, that like are just rich kids that like are like 16-year-olds but have an amazing YouTube presence and they like hire videographers. And oh, my camera just died. The battery is exhausted, it said.
It's fucking exhausted.
The battery is exhausted. Do you want me to sit next to you guys?
Yeah,
to
just like
it
hop
out?
In here in the last
Wait,
screen. We'll just do it.
There?
We'll just do an outro.
Yeah. Well, we have to end on something, right?
Yeah, we'll end on this.
Okay.
Just sit back down, Yasko. We're almost at an hour anyway.
Yeah.
This is what we should do is every time we have a guest. Everyone get in frame.
What were you saying?
There we go.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, dude. This was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And first repeat guest, dude. This was a big deal for us.
I'm so happy. All days off. I want merch. Do you guys have merch for me?
We tried making it. I was just not good at it, and he never tried.
We have COVID masks.
Oh, we
did. That say all days off?
I had one COVID mask because my friend is
only
in customization. So like I was just like chilling with him in his garage, like, you make a mask? And I was like, yeah. And then he made it. I made him one and I made me one.
Damn. We should make some merch.
Yeah.
We need a new logo though.
It's hoodie season, so let's make some hoodies.
I'm thinking that the merch should also have the Nigerian flag on it as well.
We are from Nigeria.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to the yacht party, the Independence Day.
There
yacht
is
party.
A yacht yes. party right yes. now.
We're going
it
to
is not good
party.
Weather for a yacht party.
All right, let's go to the yacht party.
We're going to the yacht
the
party.
The Nigerian yacht party.
We'll be back.